This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Good morning, you're listening to Paul and Macca here on Christmas Magazine. It's Christmas Day and it's a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day.
Isn't it?
Here in Melbourne, Macca.
It's a lovely day. It's actually 23, top's going to be 25 or 26. Very clear, and as we just heard from John Borghetti from Virgin, perfect flying weather. Perfect flying weather. Now, we have a very special studio guest this morning who's brought in some tucker for us, some homemade mince pies and shortbread hearts, Ro Allen.
That's it. I whipped them up myself, you can guess.
Fantastic.
Jack, you need to introduce our guest.
I know.
Good morning, Ro.
I've got the gift. That's good. So, Ro Allen is the Gender and Sexuality Commissioner of Victoria, the first one in Australia. And you've been in the job how long, Ro?
Oh, 3 years. And I'm still the only one. So
you're still the only one.
Working on other states.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I think the time has come for other states to step up. Tell us about the year and a year on from marriage equality, and what also today means for you and your family.
Well, I brought them in with me, Macca.
Yeah, I know.
So I've got my partner Kay and daughter Alex here. She said, I've never been to Joy, so we better bring you down. So
we're going to turn the microphone on so she can say hello.
Excellent.
Do you want to say hello to all those people that are listening out there and send them a Christmas message? Go on.
Merry Christmas.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh.
That's a beautiful Christmas message.
She'll never be a politician.
What's about? Oh, no. Well, and that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. So the year, Ro, it's been a challenging year on a lot of fronts.
Yeah.
We're now at the tail end of it. It's Christmas Day, but it's a day that means a lot of things to a lot of people, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. For me, it is Christmas is about looking back and celebrating the year. If you're fortunate to have family and friends, I mean, from here we go down to Flagstaff and we're having like the orphans' Christmas for all the LGBTI folks.
Is this the second time or the first time this has been?
It's the first time I know about that. Alley Hog and Drummond Street have got together to put on. I think there's more volunteers than there are
recipients.
Well, you know, it's a great way to volunteer because maybe you're at a loose end, but you.
Got something to do.
So I think there's a couple of hundred registered. I don't know if it's Facebook registered or like real registered, but it'll be fun. So we'll go down there. And then for me tonight, it's family with my sister and mother and more food because, you know, it's just a ridiculous amount of food. But, you know, I've been listening to you this morning. As you said, not everybody has that fortune of being with family. And it's a time of giving. So for me, it's a time of giving my time and my family's time and supporting people. And you've also mentioned that it's can be a time of increased family violence and sexual assault, which isn't very ho-ho-ho-y, but something that we should talk about.
Yeah, and, you know, we spoke with Tony Walker from Ambulance Victoria, and some people probably thought, oh, that's not really a subject for Christmas Day. You know what it is?
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, the emergency services workers, they're giving up their time to keep us safe, and we know that historically Christmas Day is one of the days where domestic violence happens more than it does on other days.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got to talk about this and we've got to call it out because
it's certainly not
in the spirit of Christmas.
Well, I don't know if anyone saw my Christmas message. It's a bit daggy this year, but I mentioned family violence and sexual assault. And look, people commenting to my Facebook, I think 5,200 people had nothing better to do but watch it. But so they did. But a lot of people direct message me and say, you know, thank you for that. You know, I'm a survivor of family violence. Mm. Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you for mentioning sexual assault. Thank you for mentioning that we're not all having happy Christmases. So I know that it's an issue that we need to tackle. 2019, I can't believe I'm saying that. 2019, you know, I will be tackling family violence front on.
Good.
And I'll be working with Tracy, who's the CEO of Respect Victoria, and we've got a campaign.
Tracy's been on the show.
Great.
She'd been appointed a week.
Oh, you got her on weeks.
Yes.
Well, working very closely with Tracy and the team at Respect to target a campaign directly to for our community and into our community, because, you know, many in our community have suffered abuse and, you know, believe that maybe they don't deserve to get support, or this is all I deserve to be the victim. So, you know, and we also have perpetrators, you know, and that's something that we need to identify and acknowledge within our community as well, that, you know, women can be perpetrators.
Yes.
Other men can be perpetrators.
And, you know, sometimes it's a case that, look, domestic violence is certainly not as hidden as it once was, but it is still an issue that flies below the radar in a lot of communities, and people don't want to talk about it. You know, governments and a lot of organisations are really confronting this very, very seriously. But in our community, I remember a discussion I had with Ken Lay many years ago when he was police commissioner and was talking about, you know, domestic violence in the LGBTI community. And Ken sort of said, yeah, look, I've heard a little bit of... I'm paraphrasing. I've heard a little bit about it, but is it really a problem, Macro? And I said, it's a problem for a number of reasons. One is, Ken, is that people are actually more afraid to speak out because perhaps the authorities aren't going to deal with it in the same way as they do with other domestic violence. And I said there are issues of greater issues of pride, perhaps, that they don't want to talk about it. And he was blown away.
Yeah. Well, we've got to remember in the context of when Ken Lay was police commissioner, we were fighting for marriage equality.
Yes.
So people didn't want to talk about the dark side of the rainbow and the horrible side of our relationships, because they wanted to say, look, we're fabulous. And I think we just need to go, you know what, now we've got equality, we need equality in support as well. And family violence is running at the same level for heterosexuals as it is for homosexuals, and bisexual women even higher, and trans folk even higher than heterosexuals. So, you know, we've got a story to tell. We've got support out there now. So we've got the With Respect phone number. You can get that from my website. But that is a direct support service, not a crisis service, but direct support service run by Drummond Street Switchboard, Thorn Harbour Health and Transgender Victoria, which is a consortia that I put together and funded. So it's, you know, there's $10 million over 4 years.
I know.
So, you know, we are taking it seriously. There's not a lot of research. We'll be doing research as well. And that's going to be, it's going to inform the evidence base about how we support our services.
Love evidence-based outcomes.
So does government.
You know, I mean, you know, some people in politics, I can say this.
Careful.
No. They need to actually look at some evidence in some of the things they're talking about, and if they don't look at the evidence, they're not going to. The outcome they're proposing won't work.
Yeah.
Now, Ro, there's only one of you in Australia as a gender and sexuality commissioner. What are you doing about trying to get the other states on board? So you've got some colleagues to go and talk to and try and form a national picture that sort of deals with these issues on a bigger scale.
Well, I heard you've got Martin Foley, my boss, the minister, coming on the radio at 11, and he's given me the green light to go this term of office to go into other states, you know, when invited, and Queensland is certainly probably the closest to getting a commissioner. Go and help them actually do that. Go and talk to groups or politicians or whoever needs, you know, a bit of a rev up. And Western Australia is quite interested as well. But, you know, I think it's about connecting advocates, community members and politicians together and saying, right, you know, this is what we've been able to do in Victoria. And, you know, when I spoke recently at the Pride in Practice conference and a Pride in Diversity conference, you know, there were a lot of people from other states who said, well, how do we get one of you? Well, you got to really work hard.
It didn't happen.
I mean, I didn't just pop up in Victoria. You know, we had four minister advisory committees for LGBTI health, you know, under both sides of government before commissioner, you know, was invented as an idea. Federal Labor are going to the election with a commissioner in their portfolio, so it'd be great to see the coalition do the same thing. So,
we're speaking to Senator Dean Smith later in the show.
Yeah, see if you can give him a bit of a wrap-up for me.
That's your... Dean...
Dean, you're not finished with marriage equality. That's not enough. Now you need to get a commissioner.
That's right. Yeah, so, Dean, that's your task for 2019.
Dean can prep on the answer. You'll be listening already. He can prep on the answer before we get to him later on.
He could be in his jammies, I think. Dean is a pyjamas man.
He's a pyjamas man. Well, I think the goal around a commissioner is you get a seat at the table. You know, I'm at so many tables representing the community, which levers the dollars and levers the programs. So I get to go to the Family Violence Committee, you know, which led the, you know, levered the $10 million, ICE Task Force.
Yep.
You know, so many things that, you know, we haven't had a formal place at the table. And unless you're at the table, you're not at the table.
That's right. Yeah. You don't, you know, if you're not heard, people don't listen if there's no one for them to listen to.
That's right.
And you can't get that message across unless it's actually based on evidence.
That's right. That's
and
right.
When you give evidence to public servants and to politicians and others
in
government...
They can't ignore it.
Well, they can, but it's hard for them to ignore it. So, look, I think I love the fact we have you as a commissioner. We have that position, and that you're still there. That's great. 2019. So, domestic violence is mm-hmm. one of the things top of your list. What else is on the list?
Conversion therapy.
Yes,
just for giggles, and I get all the good jobs. Conversion therapy. So, the Health Services Commissioner will release her investigation, and so there'll be recommendations in that. And that's a fair bit of work to do, as you can imagine. We'll be going around to regional areas, of course, again, and we've got communities of practice out in rural and regional areas. The next Aboriginal get together, that'll happen again, and we've funded a network through that. There is so much going on. We've got a statewide peer support program, and I'm chairing that committee.
You need an assistant.
Oh, look, I'm got some great staff, and hopefully we'll bolster that a little bit. A new comms person starting when I get back on the 7th. I'm pretty excited about that.
Do you hear that, Martin?
I'm pretty shocking when it comes to social media. So somebody watching out for me. Kay's my best media monitor at the moment. Yes. She watches my social media and tells me when
I need to be really careful.
You do, and I'm not very good at it. Mm. People will know if you follow me on Facebook. I often post things twice and muck things up. But there's a number of people that have access to my Facebook that can go in and correct anything. So
very sensible.
Yeah.
So. The rest of today, you've told us about that. You're back at work end of the first week in January.
Yeah.
How's the year looking, though? How do you feel about the environment you're working in and, you know, your interaction with you know, our community and other communities and government?
Oh, look, it's
looking good?
It's looking fantastic. I'm exhausted by thinking about it, you know. Like, you know, I hope to see everybody around midsummer. I mean, I'm pretty solidly packed through midsummer. We have a plenary with the Catholic Diocese, which is amazing. So people are inviting me to the table and therefore our community. So the bishops are having a plenary. They haven't had one since 1934. So they want a specific LGBTI consultation. So if there are, you know, lapsed Catholics out there and LGBTI people of faith or just the general community that want to come and be part of that, that's I'll advertise that on my Facebook as well. So there's, you know, like we're getting invitations to come to the table in place. And I think, you know, people say, oh, why are you bothering with that? Well, I think it's important to try and change from within. They can ignore what we say to them, but I think at least we'll put a submission into that to that plenary. So I think, you know, what is it looking like? It's looking really busy. You know, I still try to go to as many things as I can. We're having another intake for the leadership program if you're interested in. You're an emerging leader, so there's another 30 people. We've had the graduation for that. That's exciting.
That was a great initiative, that program.
Yeah, that's with Leadership Victoria. Yeah. So we've got two more years of that. Minister Foley's just announced more grants and festivals events. And so that, you know, that's...
And, of course, Joy.
Yes. How about that one?
Yes.
You may have had something to do with that, Macca.
Possibly. and Tassin. But it's the first recurrent funding Joy has had in its 25 years.
Yep. So if anyone missed that, it's $200,000 recurrently
year?
For 4 years.
For 4 years, and that will make a huge difference to Joy as we move towards, as we work out timing and everything for us to move to the Pride Centre.
Oh, well, how good is that? We haven't even spoken about that.
I know.
How good is that?
And we actually have a commitment from Federal Labor for $600,000 for that.
And $10 million for the Pride Centre.
And $10 million for the Pride Centre.
Let's see if put that on Dean's list too.
It is on Dean's list. Yeah. And actually, Michael Kroger's working on it too.
Oh,
for
good,
us.
Good, good, good.
Oh yeah, I've got a pincer movement happening.
He's got some spare time on his hands now, so he
has
get more attention.
He has.
To
He's
it.
No longer a stamp licker.
So demolition starts in February, and we're away.
Will anyone notice?
No, well, it's the old Munro's building.
I know. Yeah.
So Seahorse, one of the very first trans groups, used to meet in Munro's. I used to gather with friends there for lunch after the Pride March, and we've managed to keep the actual Munro's lit up, you know, sign. So
fantastic.
It's not spelt exactly the same way as Jude Munro, the chair of the Pride Centre, spells her name, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it, you know, Jude used to have a business there.
That's right. So, you know, I think it's great history, and it's going to be very, very exciting for Fitzroy Street, for our community, and, you know, again, like First Commissioner, First Pride Centre. So
I know.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
It's very important. Look, we're going to wind up. Thank you for these fantastic little minced hearts and the short, I'll call them short hearts, shortbread hearts.
And delicious, thank you, Ray. Yeah.
And, you know, for all your work.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hello?
Go on, Kay. I didn't make the shortbread or the
I say, Kay, Zach, you see what the hard work's been done.
I'm claiming credit for those shortbreads and fruit mince pies.
Fantastic.
Kay, well, thank you very much.
As everyone knows, Ro can't really cook.
No, I can't.
Oh, right.
I have talents. It's not in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Kay, for sure.
In all these things, Ro does a fantastic job. She can't do that job without the support on the home front. So thank you. And, you know, to all our listeners, we know that we love the work you do. We appreciate the work you do. I know it's a tough gig, but stick with it.
Thanks, Macca.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And have a nice lunch.
Oh, we'll have a nice lunch. I think it'll be just lovely. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes.
Peace and joy to you all.
Kate. Merry Christmas.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.